Murder at Union Station, a Capital Crimes Novel, by Margaret Truman, in memory of William Wallace Daniel. Chapter 1. Hamilton, Bermuda. A nasty squall had blown across Pitts Bay earlier in the day, the wind tossing sheets of water against the landmark pink facade of the famed Hamilton Princess Hotel. Blue sky and sun followed the storm. The hotel was now bathed in lambent light. Catherine Jalick unlatched the sliding glass door of the second-floor suite, slid it open, and stepped out onto the small balcony overlooking the bay. She'd carried a large, fluffy white towel with her from the bathroom, which she used to wipe residual water from the two plastic chairs and glass-topped table. She'd returned inside to retrieve a glass of white wine she'd poured from a bottle purchased that morning in one of Hamilton's downtown liquor stores, and took a chair. Below was a pitch-and-putt green on which two men were engaged in conversation between putts. She knew both, one better than the other. She'd been dating Richard Marienthal for 3 years. The anniversary of their first meeting was Tuesday of next week. Marking such dates and occasions was important to Catherine, and she was good at it. They'd met at Irish Times, a popular place a block east of Union Station in the northwest corner of the Capitol Hill area. Irish Times was one of three establishments within a block of each other catering to those seeking a wee bit of Ireland. The Dubliner and Powers Court Restaurant were the other two. 100 years ago, when nearby Union Station was on the drawing board, its planned location was on the edge of Swampoodle, an infamous Irish slum.